is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Timberwolves were outscored 33-26 in the fourth quarter and lost at Toronto last night 110-105, amazingly extending a losing streak to 20 straight defeats north of the border. Head coach Chris Finch says they folded down the stretch.
Thought we got some open looks. They didn't go in. Then when we got up like 5 or 6 or whatever it was, and then they came back on us on a couple of layups. Can't give up at that point in time, which is easy stuff.
Anthony Edwards scored 26 in the loss. Former Gopher Jamison Battle of Minneapolis scored 7 for Toronto, which won for only the fourth time all season. The news was better for the Wild, who were also in Canada. They beat the Oilers in Edmonton last night 5-3. Freddie Gaudreau scored twice, while Matt Boldy and Marcus Johansson also scored, as did Marcus Foligno.
I mean, there's a little bit of doubt around our team, right, and around us, the guys that are a little bit older, over the 30 club, and we're all really good hockey players. We're all proud about what we do and what we've accomplished in this league and what we need to still accomplish, so... You know, when you have a bad season and you have people that doubt you, it puts a chip on your shoulder, and we got guys that are proving people wrong right now, so we want to keep doing that.
Yeah, they're playing well. Marc-Andre Fleury was the winning goalie. The Vikings are gearing up for Sunday's game at Chicago. Tight end T.J. Hockenson says a divisional game is always hard.
You just got to go into these games, attack, understand that this is a game that means a lot in the division and, you know, means a lot in seeding and all that other stuff. So, you know, we're going to go into this game as a business trip, and that's all it is.
Kickoff is noon Sunday. The Gophers are center stage tomorrow, hosting number 4 Penn State. Senior defensive end Danny Strigo of Long Lake says,
"You know, we're focused on going 1-0, and you know, we had a great week of learning last week and continuing to learn from that Rutgers game. So much to learn from that film and so much to get better on. And then taking all of our games prior to that, really putting together so we can go out and play our best game, which is what it's going to take to defeat a team like that who's played so well all year. And coming into Huntington Bank Stadium, we're excited."
Kickoff tomorrow's 2:40. This is MNN Sports.